and his officers discharged the crew and left Gibraltar, eventually went to London. In the summer of 1862, Semmes took command of one of the ships that Bullock had contracted for. It was called the Enrica when it left Liverpool and headed for the Azores. It traveled with another ship that carried ordnance, the guns, and so forth, and a third vessel that carried Semmes and the crew. So these three vessels traveling away from England, they rendezvoused off the Azores, August 20, 1862, and it was in the Azores that the Enrica was converted into the Alabama, a Confederate naval raiding vessel. It was a steam sloop, 220 feet long, and it was fast. It would make 10 knots under steam, 13 with steam and sails. It could outrun the steam frigates of the United States Navy, the heavier frigates. It carried 8 guns and a largely British crew. Semmes and the Alabama then set out on a journey that lasted 22 months and covered 75,000 miles. Sailed first due west to the American coast, then worked south through the Caribbean and into the Gulf of Mexico. Back out into the Atlantic, south along the coast of South America, east to Africa, then on to the East Indies, back through the Indian Ocean, and eventually ended up in Cherbourg, France on June 11, 1864. Along this enormously long trail, Semmes left a record of 65 merchantmen captured, 52 of which he burned. As soon as the Alabama docked at Cherbourg, the U.S. minister in Paris telegraphed the news to the U.S. naval vessel Kearsarge, a steam sloop which was off the Dutch coast about 300 miles away. The Kearsarge immediately made for Cherbourg. Its captain was John A. Winslow, a 35-year veteran who'd been a shipmate of Semmes's during the Mexican War. When the Kearsarge appeared off Cherbourg on June 14, Semmes challenged Winslow, and on June 19, the two ships squared off in the second most famous naval confrontation of the war, the Monitor versus the Virginia being the most famous, of course, but Alabama versus Kearsarge is the second most famous. On paper, the vessels were pretty evenly matched, but in fact, the Kearsarge had superior guns, a better trained crew, and was in tip-top condition. The Alabama was in bad need of repair after so many, many months at sea. June 19th was a perfect day for a naval fight. It was bright and cool, just enough breeze to keep the battle smoke cleared. It was a Sunday. Thousands of visitors came out to the bluffs overlooking the site. Special trains brought people out from Paris to watch this. About 10 a.m., the two ships steamed out. They engaged, and it very quickly became clear that the Alabama was outclassed. The Alabama fired many, many score rounds at its target. Nearly 400 in the end, but only 28 found their mark. Semmes's gunners were just not very good. The two vessels made 6 great circles firing at each other, at the end of which the Alabama sank to the bottom of the ocean. Semmes escaped and made his way to England. Two other commerce raiders merit our attention. The first is the Florida, under the command of a couple of skippers, took 55 prizes before it was rammed in port at Bahia, Brazil. Rammed illegally, but nonetheless rammed by a Union naval vessel. The other of the most famous southern cruisers was the Shenandoah, also built in England. It took on the U.S. whaling fleet in the Bering Sea very late in the war, and after the war, in fact. It continued its operations well past Appomattox. Over its career, it captured 38 vessels, sailed about 58,000 miles over a 13-month career, eventually surrendered in November 1865. All in all, commerce raiders destroyed 257 northern merchant ships and caused another 700 to transfer to northern flags. It was a devastating blow to the United States merchant marine, but it didn't really hurt northern commerce because northern shippers simply shipped in foreign bottoms and avoided the problem of having their materials struck by these Confederate commerce raiders. It's bad for the business side of American maritime shipping, but it doesn't really hurt the North's ability to wage the war, because other vessels simply carried the commerce that the Union shipping, the United States shipping, had been carrying. Some estimates say it took about 50 years for the United States merchant marine to recover from this. Greatest lessons, naval lessons of the war were that steam had triumphed over sails, that ironclads had triumphed over wooden ships, and strategically, that commerce raiders could not have a decisive effect on a major modern war when one side had a much more powerful naval force. Overall, a very successful record for the United States Navy, an innovative attempt by the Confederates on the naval side, but in the end, a failure. We'll leave the Navy now, and next time we'll shift back to the home front to begin a two-part look at women during the war.